Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when more and more Americans on all sides, this is liberals as well as conservatives, believe that one-party government works better than the divided government we've had in this country, well, at least since President Trump and the Republicans lost control of the House of Representatives back in 2018. So do you believe that one-party government works better than a divided government where you have one party controlling the House and another party controlling the Senate and another party controlling the White House? We will get to that topic. We'll also talk with Ben Sass about how he answers the argument that is made by Democrats. Senator Ben Sass of Nebraska, a strong supporter of Amy Coney Barrett, I believe, to be our next Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. But how does he answer the Democratic argument that says it's better to wait for the election so that the American people can actually vote on which direction we should be going as a court and as a country? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Before we get to Senator Sass, there's an alarming story, and I'd also like him to give reaction to it. And I don't know if the president has commented on it, but I'm sure that he will on Twitter or elsewhere. And the president should comment on it and should follow the lead of Republican leaders in the state of Michigan who've actually been very clear and very good on this. Because here's the headline. Plans to kidnap governor, overthrow government, spoiled, federal officials say. This is the FBI at work. This is Trump's FBI. It's the FBI that is led by Christopher Wray, who was Trump's appointee to replace James Comey. Remember that? And I actually think Christopher Wray has done an outstanding job and deserves the gratitude of every American and was one of President Trump's best appointments. But here is a story from the Detroit News. The FBI says it thwarted what it described as a plot to violently overthrow the government and to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The alleged plot involved reaching out to members of a Michigan militia, according to a federal affidavit filed just hours ago. The court filing alleges the conspirators twice conducted surveillance at Whitmer's personal vacation home in northern Michigan and discussed kidnapping her and taking her to a, quote, secure location in Wisconsin to stand trial for treason. And they were determined to do all this before the November 3rd election. Now, when you stand trial for treason, treason is a capital offense, according to the Constitution. So it implies they may have been planning to kill her. Several members talked about murdering tyrants or taking a sitting governor, an FBI agent wrote in the affidavit. The group decided they needed to increase their numbers and encourage each other to talk to their neighbors and spread the message. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, federal and state officers on Thursday, today, detailed charges against 13 people and what they described as elaborate plans to overthrow the government and kidnap the governor. The affidavit was filed hours after a team of FBI agents raided a Heartland Township home yesterday. And it comes amid an ongoing investigation into the death of a Metro Detroit man who was killed during a shootout with FBI agents. The nature of the case is completely unprecedented, so says Michigan State Police Colonel Joe Gasper, He says, but it does send a very vivid reminder that while we may be in a period of discourse, possibly even divisiveness and fighting across the nation, law enforcement stands united. And by that he means the Michigan State Police, the FBI, and all local agencies as well. The investigation is the result of months of work that culminated last night in the execution of a series of search warrants and arrest warrants, both in-state and out-of-state, related to acts of terrorism under Michigan state law. The conspiracy described by the FBI specifically involved at least six people, including a gentleman named Garbin, and that's just his name. Who is 24, whose home was raided by FBI agents in Heartland Township. The U.S. Attorney Andrew Burge of the Western District of Michigan said each of the conspirators here faces a sentence of up to life in prison if they're convicted. All of us standing here today want the public to know that federal and state law enforcement are committed to working together to make sure violent extremists never succeed with their plans, particularly when they target our duly elected leaders. Through confidential sources, undercover agents, and clandestine recordings, federal agents tracked the six men during the planning to kidnap Whitmer as they communicated over encrypted messaging platforms using code words and phrases in an attempt to avoid detection by law enforcement. What happened here is there was one member of this group who was sort of horrified with what they were planning, and he came to authorities. And yes, they ended up paying him about $8,000 to help provide this information and tape some of these proceedings. The group participated in field exercises that included detonating an improvised explosive wrapped in shrapnel to test its capabilities. It's a particularly damaging kind of bomb. Separately, the state attorney general, Nessel, announced state charges against seven other individuals pursuant to the state's Anti-Terrorism Act, all of whom are in custody and linked to the militia group Wolverine Watchmen. In total, 19 state felony charges for firearms and terror-related acts were filed. The federal investigation dates to early this year when the FBI learned through social media that individuals were discussing the violent overthrow of several state governments and law enforcement. You remember when there were a group of armed people who stormed the state capitol in protest of the lockdown in Michigan? And the president actually tweeted out "Liberate Michigan" in support of them. Turns out the people who did that were not great people. The thing that I think find very encouraging here is the Republican leaders in Michigan are applauding this and are very, very clear about why it is that every person of conscience should be horrified by something like this. House Speaker Lee Chatfield, Republican, tweeted that violence has no place in politics ever. It's never a solution to disagreement. The people who targeted Governor Whitmer and police officers are un-American. Justice should be swift and severe. Amen to that. It's time to send a message that violence will not be tolerated. The Senate Majority Leader, Republican Mike Shirky, said, "We condemn those who plotted against her and our government. They're not patriots. There is no honor in their actions." And by the way, I've watched some of the video, social media posting of some of these people, one of whom wears a Hawaiian shirt regularly, which indicates his affiliation with the so-called Boogaloo Boys, who've already murdered cops and murdered other people with their desire to foment a civil war. This is one of those moments where I think it's important for Americans to unite, to applaud our law enforcement in what they're doing in cracking down on crackpots. They were planning to blow up a bridge to prevent police from coming to interfere with their kidnapping of Governor Whitmer from her vacation home, which they cased three times, actually going up there, taking pictures, making plans. We will make some plans coming right up to talk to Senator Ben Sasse from Nebraska, coming up on the MedVet Show. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pleased to welcome to our show Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska, where you don't normally think of Nebraska as a swing state, but with people doing the electoral calculations, there's one electoral vote that is in play in the state of Nebraska, centered on the city of Omaha. It looks like Republicans and President Trump should be able to hold that one electoral vote in Nebraska that's under attack, right?
Hello. Michael. Good to be with you.
Hey, Senator Sass, how are you?
I'm doing well. I don't have any current polling. That's not really my specialty, but you're right. Nebraska and Maine are the two states that don't do winner-take-all electoral college, so we have a little bit of a different system. So it means that even though we're a pretty red state, there's national Democratic money in Nebraska in ways that really, you know, aren't true in neighboring states like South Dakota and Wyoming. So Omaha has, we have some real competitive things happening. We have a real good congressman, General Don Bacon, who's at the end of his first term, and he's running against Nebraska's version of AOC, a woman named Kara Eastman, and that race is close, and it shouldn't be. So we have a lot of work to do in Nebraska right now.
No, we do all across the country. There's no question. But you also have work to do in Washington, and you recently met with Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Is she likely to win your support?
Oh, I am fully on board. She is an absolute rock star. I've been urging the president to nominate her for any Supreme Court vacancy for about 3 1/4 years by this point. So she, Amy Barrett is a Scalia acolyte in all the best ways, and she's an extraordinary human as well. So she's a great jurist, she's a brilliant legal mind, and she has a ton of care. She has a great personal story. She's a textured three-dimensional human, but she also has the kind of character that leaves me not scared that having lifetime tenure is going to go to her head and she'll start to get confused that she might actually be a super legislator. So I think as Americans get to know Judge Barrett more next week, they're going to fall more in love with her as the kind of model for what a judge is supposed to be.
Senator Sass, you're noted as one of the top legal thinkers and certainly have the education to prove it in the U.S. Senate. How do you answer the Democratic argument that was advanced by Senator Kamala Harris, your colleague, last night, that the founders wanted us to let the people speak and to go ahead and give their votes and vote in an election, and then after the election, you can go ahead and confirm a justice of the Supreme Court? What's wrong with their logic?
Well, a few things. First of all, the people did speak in the election of 2018. That's why we have the composition of the Senate we have right now. So the first thing to say is that, of course, the people speak, and they do it via elections, and there's a vacancy now. I have the exact same position now that I had in 2016, by the way, when the Merrick Garland vacancy existed. But more fundamentally, the left just has a problem that they constantly want to politicize every Supreme Court vacancy because they actually believe something that is, as far as what it is.
Senator, are you there?
So,
yeah, they actually believe something. What did you say? It was a cutout there.
I'm sorry. We're in rural Nebraska. They believe something at odds with what the Constitution believes the purpose of a judge is. So a judge's job is not to advance Republican or Democratic policy preferences. Very intentionally, judges do not wear red or blue partisan jerseys. We have this bad set of adjectives we use around judges that the New York Times introduced a few decades ago, where they talk about conservative and liberal judges or conservative and liberal voting blocks on the court. That is not what a judge's job is. A judge's job is to be an originalist or a textualist. That's not right versus left. It's simply constitutional and humble that you understand when you put on a black robe, what you're doing is precisely cloaking your partisan or policy preferences so that you're doing the more limited job of a judge. That's why they don't stand for election or reelection. That's why they have lifetime tenure, because it is supposed to be an apolitical branch. And the problem with Senator Harris's argument last night and the elite left more broadly is that they really want judges to be a super legislature to accomplish policy goals that they really couldn't get through regular democratic processes. And that's a constitutional confusion.
I think that's exactly right. Speaking of the Constitution says nothing about the number of Supreme Court justices. It strikes me as a terrible idea to add justices to the Supreme Court, which the Democrats are talking of doing if they win the Senate and if they win the presidency. Why is it a bad idea to go from, say, 9 justices to 11 justices?
Yeah, great question. So first of all, Marco Rubio and I have a constitutional amendment proposal to lock the number of justices at 9, so we wouldn't have to have this majoritarian urgency debate that the Dems are trying to advance right now. But you're exactly right. The Constitution doesn't speak to the number. When the founders left Philadelphia at the Constitutional Convention in 1787-88, they had to pass a statute to set the size of the court. It started at 6. It became 7 at the start of the 19th century, and for 100 years, from the early 1800s to the early 1900s, it bounced around from 7 to 9, and then now has been at 9 for 100 years. I think you have a lot of people on the left who would like to see 13 or 15 people on the court by, you know, a year from today. And it's why the most critical election facing the nation right now, despite all the cable news and Twitter hyperventilating constantly about the presidency, the most important election in America by far right now is for control of the U.S. Senate. Because if the Democrats
Amen.
With a majority or supermajority, I think they're going to end the filibuster and they're going to try to pack the court. And here's what's going to happen. The craziest nuttiness that we see on campus right now, this horribly anti-American idea that speech you don't already agree with is violence somehow, that crazy idea, which is an attack on the entire cluster of freedoms in the First Amendment, free speech, assembly, press, religion, protest, or redress of grievances, the idea that speech you don't like is violence is a crazy idea on campus, but I think we would see it imported into our jurisprudence if they try to pack the court to 13 or 15. And so the most important question facing the American electorate in 26 days is, do you really want a Democrat supermajority that will end the filibuster, pack the court, and transform the First Amendment? And it's very telling and scary, frankly, that Senator Harris and Vice President Biden will not answer the question of whether or not they plan to pack
the court. It's such a direct question. It would be so easy for them to say, no, we would discourage it. Senator Sasse, we appreciate you, and we appreciate your voice in the Senate and even in far-distant Seattle and in other places where the show is heard all across the country. We are grateful for your leadership. Keep it up, and we're going to win this fight for Judge Barrett, aren't we?
We are. We are indeed. We need to get past some of the COVID, but we're going to get this done. And Judge Barrett's going to win the American people with some basic civics lessons.
I certainly hope so. I just heard that she has now met with 6 Senate Democrats. That's progress. Which 6 will tell you. And we'll also talk about some of the latest polling numbers that are very, very encouraging regarding this battle to hold the Senate. Yeah, even in an inhospitable place like New England. We'll get to that coming up on The MedVet Show.
The Michael MedVet Show, all across America.
I consider myself a liberal. Your show is very entertaining.
This is The Michael MedVet Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there won't be any standalone bill to help America's airlines without a larger COVID relief package. At her weekly press conference, the Speaker said she won't move forward without guarantees for further relief.
If we don't have a guarantee that we're going to be helping our state and local employees, that we're not going to be able to crush the virus, that we're not going to be able to have our children go to school safely, that we're not going to have safety in the workplace, that we're not going to address unemployment, that we're not going to have them. And some of these issues, we have come to some area of agreement, but some of them we have not. But they have walked away from the whole package.
And hurricane watches are in effect from High Island, Texas to Morgan City, Louisiana, as Hurricane Delta bears down on the Gulf Coast. The storm has re-strengthened into a Category 2 hurricane and is expected to make landfall on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Not that long ago, actually a couple of days ago, that Democrats were forming a solid wall, refusing to even meet with Judge Amy Coney Barrett. I think that they've done a calculation, which is that she is widely admired. Whenever people have polled Amy Coney Barrett, those who have heard of her overwhelmingly want to see her confirmed for the Supreme Court. So the Democrats have relented. She's now spoken with six Senate Democrats. She spoke with the Judiciary Committee's top Democrat, Senator Dianne Feinstein. As Senator Feinstein is the one who had said, the dogma lives loud within you. And I would imagine that Senator Feinstein is going to be pretty careful to avoid that kind of rhetoric in the upcoming confirmation hearings. She also met with Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont, who was a longtime chair when the Democrats controlled the Senate of the Judiciary Committee. He's, I think, as old as Feinstein. He's in his later 80s and still clicking along. She met with Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island, and then with two relative Senate moderates, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, remember her, and Chris Coons of Delaware. Chris Coons of Delaware is a Democrat who is sure to win. He is running against not only a QAnon supporter, but a flat earther down in Delaware. And Barrett spoke with another Democrat who's occasionally reasonable, Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey. She spoke with him last week. White House spokesman Judd Deere said during these calls, the judge emphasized the importance of judicial independence and spoke about her judicial philosophy and family. Judge Barrett is looking forward to her upcoming hearing on October 12th, which, of course, is coming up next week. Democrats are expected to oppose Barrett's nomination to replace liberal icon Ruth Bader Ginsburg. by arguing that a confirmation vote should be held after the November 3rd election. Okay, that's not going to happen. The confirmation is going to come forward, and it's a good thing. And the Democrats have been widely anticipating the idea that they're both going to win the presidential election and win control of the Senate. But there is brand new polling over at Hotline, which gives a good summary of the daily poll releases. And there's one poll that, in particular, had me ecstatic. And I will tell you, it's a poll out of Maine. And one of the Republican senators who has been viewed as a goner, no chance, as she had been running as much as 15 points behind, is Senator Susan Collins. She's running for her fifth term. Senator Susan Collins is now tied with Sarah Gideon, and it's a very favorable kind of tie because there are two third and fourth party candidates who are not going to take votes away from Senator Collins. It's the official numbers are 44 to 43. So close as could be, and when you're an incumbent and it's a complicated four-person race, she, I think, has an excellent chance to survive and to win her term. And that's enormously good news because she will keep Mitch McConnell as the majority leader in the U.S. Senate. Now, the other good news is for the first time in months, literally months, in North Carolina, Tom Tillis is winning. Now, he's winning really by just a hair. It's another tie, but it's 46-45. That's a big improvement to a guy who was down 8, 9, 10 points. Why is he suddenly doing better? Because his feckless opponent, Cal Cunningham, has been involved in a sex scandal where the husband, who's in the military, of the woman he was having an affair with has demanded that he resign from the Senate, quit the race. Not a good look. And then in Iowa, another senator who looked like her goose was cooked, or her hog was slaughtered, as she might prefer it, Joni Ernst, who's been a guest on this show and is a fine U.S. senator, she is now within the margin of error against Teresa Greenfield, who had been running significantly ahead, according to a Daily Coast poll, and that's a pro-Democratic poll, of course, it would be, Joni Ernst is in the margin of error, it's 49-46. So what all of this means is a great chance for Republicans to hold the Senate. And I agree with Senator Sasse emphatically that the Senate election is even more important for the future of our republic right now than the presidential election. I know that may sound strange, but it actually should be a hopeful message. There was a Gallup poll that just came out that is fascinating, where it says a new high favors one-party control of U.S. federal government. A new high of 41% of U.S. adults said it is better to have a president and Congress from the same political party. 23% would rather have one party control the presidency and the other control Congress, while 32% say it makes no difference to them. The 32% who say it makes no difference to them, they don't care much about politics. But the idea that twice as many people prefer one-party government, does that mean that you would prefer one-party government even if it was in the hands of the other party? I think what this represents is that tendency that Americans have in their polls, their studies that have all shown that, to view the opposition as not just wrong, but as evil, somehow vicious, worthy of kidnapping and putting on trial for treason like those idiots in Michigan talked about doing to the Democratic governor. I'm not a fan of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. She's a big liberal, but for goodness sake, it is not a terrible thing for the state of Michigan that they have divided government. It would be a much better thing for the state of Washington if we had divided government, instead of having all Democrats and only Democrats as far as the eye can see, which is why one of the most important reasons for conservatives to come out and vote in the state of Washington in the election coming up is to maintain great people who serve in the state legislature, our two statewide Republican office holders, Dwayne Davidson and Kim Wyman, the Secretary of State and the State Treasurer. They're both Republicans, and they're fighting to hold their seats. And we have a chance to elect a more conservative superintendent of public instruction, which is also a good thing. And there's every reason for people to vote. Now, Hollywood folks have gotten together on a new ad. And it's a new ad, I guess, doing and highlighting what people on the left like to do most, or one of the things that they like to do, which is to get naked. And it features a lot of celebrities talking about getting naked in order to encourage you to vote. Now, what is the association? Well, we'll play you that ad coming up. And because this is radio, you're not going to see anything. And actually, the ad features people from the waist up. And the ladies are covering parts of their anatomy. Not always appropriately, but covering them. We will get to this naked pitch for voting by Democrats. And there's also some shocking, really disturbing news out of Portland. You'll be amazed to know. Not involving the law enforcement system, but involving the courts and prosecutions of lawbreakers. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
The main thing is that you're a hypocrite and you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
You're listening to the Michael MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
This is Michael MedVed, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Maybe you're skeptical that Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, can really help you get out of pain. I can understand if Relief Factor were a brand new product. Sure, I'd be skeptical too. But Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, started the company almost 7 years ago. And we've been talking about it all that time, virtually every day. And now tens of thousands of people have ordered the 3-week quick start and are taking it every day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is here to stay for a very good reason. So go ahead, be a little skeptical, but I suggest you might become like me and so many others who've tried it, a believer. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or back pain in my case, from just getting older, exercise, or everyday living, the 3-week quick start is discounted to only $19.95. It's like a trial pack. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Mentioned the plot, allegedly, and it does appear to be very well documented, involving the extremists in Michigan. They're not conservatives. They are radical right-wingers who are planning to kidnap the governor, and they're talking about it on tape. And congratulations to the FBI on arresting those folks. But over in Portland, Oregon, there have been demonstrations, and often violent demonstrations, going on for, what is it now, 120 days in a row? It's a very, very long time. And you can imagine how weary the police are. And since late May, the Portland police have referred almost 1,000 protest-related cases to the Multnomah District Attorney's Office. The prosecutors have declined to file charges in nearly 70% of them. That's according to an online tracking dashboard unveiled Wednesday. How do you deal with a problem of this kind of law enforcement prosecutorial nullification? These are people who are arrested for things like setting fires, for assaulting cops, for destroying property, for making it impossible to operate a business peacefully and successfully. How do you justify this kind of catch and release? It is outrageous. And I wish there were a thorough chance for a house cleaning in Portland and throughout the state of Oregon, but there is not. And the protesters, at least, have not decided to take their clothes off for the sake of advancing their agenda. And speaking of protesters, Derek Chauvin, the accused, well, we will get to that in a moment. He's been released on bail. But the bail is $1 million. We will get to that story in a moment. But first up, Chris Rock, Tiffany Haddish, Chelsea Handler, Sarah Silverman, Mark Ruffalo, and Josh Gad, most of whom are fairly talented people. And they all appear naked from the waist up, and they assure us that they're naked all the way down, turtles all the way down. And this is the message, this is clip 17A, that they want to send to the world by shedding their clothes on camera. Listen.
I'm naked.
I'm completely butt-ass naked.
I'm naked.
I'm, like, naked.
There isn't a man behind me. These are my hands.
Why you want me to be naked?
I know what you're thinking, Ruffalo. Put your clothes on.
To be honest, I wish I could cover my hands with my boobs, but here we are.
I'm here to talk to you about voting.
Did you know that ballots could be naked?
And if you don't do exactly what I tell you, your ballot could get thrown out.
This is my ballot. Just got it.
First of all, when your ballot comes, you're supposed to read the instructions.
Read and follow the instructions that come with your ballot.
If they say to use a black pen, use a black pen.
I know that's like literally the least sexy thing a completely naked person could say, but...
But I have cram like a can of Pepsi. Is problem?
Okay, that's Sacha Baron Cohen, who is not naked. He is playing Borat, so I guess he is allowed to participate in this ad, fully clothed, wearing his Kazakh tie and jacket. They continue trying to make the point which led them all to strip for the camera. From the waist up again, here's what they had to say.
Number two.
In some states like Pennsylvania.
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 There are two envelopes you have to stuff your ballot in. Otherwise, it's called a naked ballot.
Naked ballot. And you don't want to have one of those.
Number three, mail your ballot in as soon as you can.
Don't sit on them. Get those things out ASAP.
Like, now.
Do it!
Get it in as soon as you can.
I gotta get my ballot to the motherfucking post office. Let's go!
Please vote.
Take your clothes off and vote.
Vote, vote, vote. Everyone's voice matters in this election.
Please vote. America needs you.
Okay, I understand and I agree with the message. And by the way, the message is useful here for Washington State voters, too, because we also have a problem with naked ballots. In Pennsylvania, there was actually a court decision and naked ballots will not be counted. The ballot has to be enclosed in a security envelope and then put in a bigger envelope and then mailed. Here in Washington State, it doesn't need a stamp. I don't know about Pennsylvania. And I don't know how they are going to settle that move, a very dubious move, it seems to me, by the governor of Texas to strike various drop-off stations for ballots. Look, it is a conservative goal to try to get as many people to vote as possible. Because, again, the Declaration of Independence talks about deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. And you can't consent or object as part of the governed unless you vote, which is a very, very important thing to do. I was mentioning about Officer Derek Chauvin, and what's fascinating about it is everyone assumes he's a murderer, he's a killer, and the trial may result in his conviction, and in which case he would probably go to prison for the rest of his life. But his attorneys are planning to argue that the scientific evidence actually says that George Floyd was killed by fentanyl intoxication. And yes, the autopsy to George Floyd shows that he had methamphetamines and fentanyl and cannabis and morphine in his system. Now, does that mean that what Derek Chauvin did was okay? No. And it means he should probably face some prison time. But it does mean that he would not have been a murderer if they can, and he's being charged with murder, remember, if they can actually determine that the cause of death finally for George Floyd was different. The question I would have here is, and I probably will come out, is how did a career cop like Derek Chauvin actually raise $1 million in bail so that he can be released from a state prison where he's been held for most of the time since the end of May? It's would be fascinating to see. It may be some of support from his brothers in blue, who may not support and feel disgusted, like I think every right-thinking person should, about what happened and about the fate of George Floyd, which was tragic and it shouldn't have happened, but also are not at all sure that Derek Chauvin deserves a life sentence for murder. Coming up, we're going to be speaking to Senator Ted Cruz. And he wrote a book which he started, and I think he wrote almost all of it, in fact, before Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away. And the book is prophetic in one way. It says, "One Vote Away, How a Single Supreme Court Seat Can Change History." That is a fascinating question, and he illuminates that and provides evidence for it by talking about a whole series of Supreme Court cases that were decided on 5-4 votes, where a different vote by one justice would have changed very significant things about our life here in the United States. By the way, that does not include Roe v. Wade. Roe v. Wade, believe it or not, was decided in a 7-2 vote, with only two, it seems to me, prophetic and reasonable dissenters. And because at the moment that Roe was adjudicated, they were already, as I mentioned earlier in the show today, there were several states, including Washington State and New York State and California, that had already moved in the legislative sphere to legalize abortion. When we come back, Senator Cruz, his reaction to, and maybe some of yours, to the vice presidential debate last night, and more on the latest on the fate of the scheduled presidential debate. Will it go forward at all in any form for next week, a week from today, in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the SoftSpeaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's 3 times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the SoftSpeaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or visit them online at ccrane.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.